At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for-
welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Keeping It Real on Purpose, and I am your host, Edna White, the podcast where we come together with real talk about real issues and struggles in life, relationships, and of course, business. All of this on purpose. Today, our guest is Amanda Lee, who loves to be called Mandy. She is an entrepreneur, she is a life coach, and she's an author. Comes to us right out of Brisbane. So, I am welcoming you today, Mandy. Thank you for being here on Keeping It Real on Purpose.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. It's awesome.
Great, great. So, of course, we had our pre-talk, and I'm really, you know, we're already fired up and everything. So, we're just going to get to it. How do you show up in the world as Mandy?
Oh, well, I get the nickname Smiley because I'm always smiling. So I show up with a big smile on my face.
Okay.
And I show up very accepting to life.
Okay.
So whatever comes my way, is thrown at me, I really take it in my stride. And I just do one day at a time.
Absolutely.
And just really try to bring everybody with you. And I think even just smiling at people these days can really brighten people's days.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. So, absolutely. Smiles do that. Without you doing anything, smiles do that, right?
Yeah.
It does, you know? Yeah.
So I definitely bring that to the world. And then, from there, I'm a nurse.
Okay.
To care. Nursing for nearly 25 years.
Oh, wow.
And I started when I was 17, straight out of school, I have never, ever lost that passion for caring for others.
Wow, that's great.
And that's probably what's led me to where I am today. So I do very much love to support and assist people in any way that I can. I guess that's how I show up this world.
Yeah. Wonderful. That is wonderful to know. I'm glad that there's so many like-minded spirits around that kind of lift and care for other souls that are, you know, not feeling at their best.
Yeah.
So I do know that you're an entrepreneur. Can you share about your road to entrepreneurship? I like that.
Well, 2018, we hit rock bottom as a family, and we're really struggling with every day, the children particularly, struggling with school, with a lot of diagnoses in the household with autism and ADHD, oppositional defiance disorder and obsessive compulsive disorder, and it was really just all getting way too much. My middle boy he just found life so hard that he was at the point where he was trying to take his life at 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge wake-up call for anyone going through that. So we eventually in 2020 packed up the kids and we rented out our house and we travelled around Australia for 12 months. And then on that 12 months, through the pandemic, you know, just rolling with life, really reflected on the life that we had been living, where we'd come from, what we'd been through and where we were aiming to get. And on that reflection of what we had come through, I really wanted to support others and I didn't know how to do that, but I started writing and that is something that I never thought would ever come to me. So I struggled to read and write. I really struggled to get through university. It's not something that I would say, you know, I've always wanted to be a writer and I was so passionate about it. It definitely was not, not me. So writing, it was a very weird thing. I said to my husband, I think I'm just going to write. And at that point, I probably didn't have the voice I have now. So writing was a really good way for me to express what we'd been through. I didn't realise the healing that I would have from writing. And now that I've published my book, I continue to pass on that healing. And that has now led me into my next book that is helping other mothers write and collaborate. And then share their journeys as well in a collaboration of mothers. So that's my next project. So it sort of just had a flow and effect. And then now studying my counselling as well. So it's just ever-evolving.
Yeah.
It started out sitting around a campfire, thought I might write a book. Now I have. And then, yeah, so it's just led from one thing to another. And I really hope it'll have a massive impact on, many people.
So what are some of the challenges that you may have come into as an entrepreneur that you can share with the audience?
Oh, I think we all have the challenge of self-doubt. I think that's very real. I think that's probably one of the biggest things is just backing yourself. And, you know, once I finished writing my book, I was so happy with what I had received from writing. I was like, oh, that's really good. I've got so much healing out of this. I'm amazing. I was happy with that. And then once you start publishing it, it was real. I even like when you go to promote your book, that's like a whole nother thing. And then, you know. So sitting behind your computer writing a book at 5 a.m. is so much more safe than getting out there and going, hey, guys, I wrote a book and it's all about me. I'm so raw and honest. If you want to know about me, just read it. So it's a very big jump from writing to promoting your book.
It really is. It's you take on a new dynamic. It's a new dynamic, you know. It really is.
So still navigating that and becoming more confident in my own skin and backing myself with who I am, what I've done and where I want to go. So I'd say that was that's probably the biggest challenge.
Yeah, I would I would definitely say so. I think that when I first I was just writing, like you said, you know, just writing and writing and had journals everywhere. I still have things all over, you know, and I was just writing. But I had to learn in the realm and the, I guess the idea of entrepreneurship. I had to have a goal. Each book had to have a goal. Each book had to have a purpose, you know, and a target audience. So I had to, it had to come full circle again as a business. I had to think of it as a business. So it's very challenging to get out of, this is my baby, you know, to this is my business, you know, that kind of thing. So it's a great switch, but it's a hard switch, you know, it's very hard to do. Especially if you want to, you know, it's your baby, you know, it's, you know, it's the heart of what you want. But okay, now we got to really get serious now. We got to put on that, you know, pivot.
You're so proud of it, aren't you?
Yeah.
And just get it in people's hands, but then you can't undervalue your work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yesterday someone was like, I really want a copy of your book. How much is it?
Yeah. And you're so proud, my book. You know, my book. Yeah. What are you talking about?
You just want to give them away, but that doesn't pay the bills.
No.
So, you know, you've really got to
think about that. Yeah. You got to make sure, you know, and I didn't realize that giving, you know, not until I, you know, paid a publisher and I had all these books everywhere, that I had to strategically think now. How am I going to get rid of these books and be very strategic about it? And accidentally, you know, I started meeting people that really were like followers and fans of mine. And I gave them the book, autographed it. And they were like telling everybody. I was like, oh, wait, I just found ambassadorship. Everything was like by accident.
I want to accidentally do that. Yeah.
So it's fun along the way, but it is, like you said, it is your baby. Yeah. It's a hard shift to make it sustainable. You know, it is a hard shift to make it sustainable as an entrepreneur, because that's what you, you know, ultimately you want to be making money along the way. You do. And help people as you do it, you know. So
it needs to be sustainable, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's a hobby.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. You'd just be writing as a hobby. That's it. And you know, when you make that shift to sustainability, that this book, I want this to be sustainable. You start to find book promotions, you know, business promotions, clients. Funds, you start to find those things, because now you're in a different mindset, and you're not pushing away the opportunities. Now they're going to change my book, they're going to do this and da, da, da. You're not pushing those things away. I'm open now to not just readership, but to funding for my book, you know, sponsorship for my book, clients for my book, those things. So you're open to that, and that shift makes it possible. You know?
Mm. It makes it possible. Bring it on.
Yeah, bring it on. Bring it all on. So now that we know that you're moving toward entrepreneurship, we know that about you now. We had the pre-show talk about, you know, your new project with moms. Could you share a little bit about that with our audience?
Yeah. So I'm so excited about it. So basically, after I wrote my book and the healing that I received from writing, I was like, how do I give this to others?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a lot of people reaching out to me going, I've always wanted to write a book. How did you do it? How did you do it with three kids? Like, people were just a little bit, I guess, stunned that I did it, but then they wanted to do it too.
Right.
So I was like, I'm happy to help you with that. And then, like, shortly after that, I was asked to co-author in another book, and that was just a chapter.
Right.
And that's Master Your Mindset on a Journey to Riches series, which I did like 2 days. So it was just so much easier. And I think a lot of people do a chapter in a book and then they go to write their own book. I did it the other way. But after doing it the other way, I was like, oh, a chapter is so much more achievable for people.
Yeah. Do you didn't know that, girl? You should know that by now.
So all these people were asking me, help me write a book. I was like, maybe
much easier. Now you'd be smart about it.
and guided too. So these were very, like, they'd never written before. And so I was like, right. So I reached out and my next book, what I've done is I'll open the book and I'll reflect and close the book. But the basis of the book, I have 10 mothers on board, and I've given them 7 questions, the same 7 questions, and then they just have to do 800 to 1,000 words on each question. So it's very much guided writing.
Wow.
But it's amazing. So I was overwhelmed with the response. So I've almost got enough mothers to do the second series. But the first one, so we're going with 10 mothers. They've all started. And I love the feedback. So I'm like, you know, obviously my coaching comes into a little bit as well. It's like, how did you feel after your first question? And, you know, them just sharing about their experience. And I'm like just rubbing my hands going, yes, it's doing what I want it to do. So they feel so empowered by writing down their responses to the questions. And then, you know, imagine how proud they're going to be when we publish it.
Well,
and
you're
then you
right.
Get all the other mothers. Yeah, then you have the people that will read the book, which will also give healing the same way mine did, because it's just acknowledging that we all have a different journey. No journey is right or wrong.
Mm-mm.
It's just our own
you're
journey.
Right. That's right.
So the already the vast variety of mothers that I have. So my oldest mother is 92.
Oh wow!
In the book, and so I'm scribing for her. And then I have mothers down to their 30s with young children, you know, two-year-old children, and then, you know, you've got the great-great-grandmothers. So it just gives a real range of motherhood just to allow people to understand and not be so hard on themselves when they think, am I a good mother? What am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? You know, we're just so hard on ourselves. So it's really just, I felt like it was a really good opportunity to help mothers. In all different ways, whether they're writing or reading the book. So that's
excellent. Yeah, that's excellent. Oh, that's really good. That's really good that you're helping, you know, mothers, and you're doing, you're combining your entrepreneurship. That's really great. That's good stuff.
Thank you.
So is there something that you could tell or empower our audience if they want to get into writing, if they want to get into coaching, something that comes from the heart of you to share with them, to really empower them, you know, to move forward in this life of life, work, balance, all of that, all of that good stuff.
So at the moment it's 6:30 in Australia. My biggest tip would be to, so if you want to write, you need to prioritize that into your schedule. So I would get up every morning. My husband goes to work at 5:30. So we would have our coffee together and then I would do my writing. So that's how I wrote my book. I made a schedule and I put time into my day each morning, whether it be an hour and a half, I would write. The other thing I would really use as a really big, I think this is really powerful and why my book has had really good reviews, it has, you need to be authentic. So you really need to dig deep when you're, if you're writing a memoir or anything like that, you need to be really authentic and true to yourself.
Okay.
People won't, if you don't have that authenticity, I think you'll lose your readers.
Right,
so
you do.
I really dug deep. I had my brother reading my book as I wrote. And if I did anything that wasn't authentic or wasn't real enough, he'd go, you've put on your nurse's hat there and you're very factual, but you've lost your authenticity. So I'd have to go back and write it again. And it was often the really hard times that I went through that I'd just put on my medical terms and go to my medical stuff as opposed to my heart. So I think that authenticity is really important if you're writing, you know, a memoir or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's a, we hear that a lot. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I was just going to say they'd probably be my two big tips, making sure you prioritize and lock in a time that you can constantly write frequently, even if it's little, but make sure it's frequently.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, be be authentic with your writing and true to yourself.
And what does authenticity mean to you?
Oh, it means me being me, not being afraid to share how I felt, how I got through, how it's just being really raw and honest. And I think a lot of that is left behind these days with social media and, obviously it can work in our favor, social media, and we can mm-hmm. connect with people, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also have that other side where people only put up the happy times and only, you know, show that, which isn't really authentic to me.
Oh, got it. Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, Mandy, I thank you. And audience, I thank you all for listening in, because you could be anywhere else, but you're here with us today, listening in to Amanda Lee, who loves to be called Mandy, whose name is called Smiley. So, so, and she's all the way from Brisbane, and we thank her for being here today. We hope that you've gotten a great message. And Amanda, before you go, tell us how to locate you. Tell my audience how they can find you.
So you can find me on Facebook, Amanda Lees. You can find me on Instagram, accordingtoplan.amandalees. I am on LinkedIn as well. I also have a website which I can share. It's heartcenteredhealth.online. And my book is on Amazon, so you can grab it on that in any, just use your country's Amazon, and it's According to Plan, Riding the Unpredictable Waves of Motherhood.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, we thank you for being here today. Thank you very much. And this brings us to the end of our show. Remember, we're going to be around next Wednesday, so keep your eyes out, audience, for our next show. But this one right here is on fire. So we're going to say goodbye to you for now and see you next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Thanks for coming. Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.